For the last 4 years, we have received increased complaints from our major market, being Trinidad and Tobago. And it has to do with the issue of the packaging of our goods that we send on a weekly basis. Over the last 4 weeks, we would have seen an intensification of these complaints. And all of us who would have had an opportunity to see the goods upon a return and who would have had the chance to see the goods when they arrive in Trinidad and Tobago, we are all aware that we have to lift our game. The situation is this. We have basically currently no standards being followed or implemented for export to the market in Trinidad and Tobago. We are going to begin our meetings with the traders to Trinidad very soon. We are also going to conduct a visit to Trinidad and Tobago, where we're going to meet again with NAMDEFCO and also some of the purchasers in Trinidad and Tobago, because it is our belief that if we package or produce better, if we package the yams and the dashin and the edos and the tanyas better to go to Trinidad, and especially the plantains, that the traders on the Trinidad market will be able to negotiate a better price on the market, and we can see a backflow of a better price eventually to the farmers.